savings bank in Albany, 11 North Pearl Street and 77 Central Avenue, where the current rate of 3.5% interest per annum is compounded quarterly.
Refining company and your Atlantic dealer who offers you Atlantic Imperial gasoline, the gasoline that keeps your car on the go. Get Atlantic Imperial at your Atlantic dealers today.
Here at my time is 8:05, but the... The slender, tall, graceful young right-hander, Ralph Perry, is out on the mound, getting ready to throw down his preliminary pitches to John Blanchard, his battery mate. Scourin at first base is warming up the rest of his infield. Richardson at second. Kubek at short. And the third baseman is Cletus Boyer. Lopez out in left field is checking the sun. And it is very definitely the sun field, left field. And this is a time of the day when the ball is most difficult to see. The infield is half now in shadow, half in sunshine. Right field is all shadow. Center field and left field are in sun. Mantle is in center, and the right field is Roger Maris. Old Kickapoo, Rudy York, has gone down to be the first base coach. Coaching at third is Billy Herman. And here are the other games. Combination of starts, Wittichick finishing in the eighth inning, they shut out Baltimore, and Washington won the first game 4-2, and they beat Steve Barber. With Brown going at Ramos in the second game, no score, end of an inning. End of 7.5 innings, first game, it is Detroit 4 and Cleveland 3. Chicago plays at Kansas City tonight, and the Yankees took the first game out here 3-2, so they are now one back of Baltimore. In the National League, it is Cincinnati at Philadelphia tonight. Pittsburgh won a very important first game from Milwaukee, 9-7. And at the end of an inning and a half of the second game, Buell against Haddock, it is scoreless. At the end of 9 innings going into the 10th, it's a 1-1 tie, St. Louis and Chicago, first of a doubleheader. San Francisco, Los Angeles, a twilight doubleheader. And so here we go with Green first up, had 2 hits in the first game, hitting .242. Hitter batting left-handed and choking the bat a little bit. Terry delivers a fastball high outside, ball one. John Flaherty is the plate umpire in the second game, with Ed Hurley at first base, John Stevens at second, and John Rice at third. So the Johns sort of have it. Outfield shades green around into right. Terry delivers, and it is over. Four call strike. 1-1. The Red Sox here tomorrow at 2:00. Then the Yankees make their final swing through the West and return for that tremendous series with Baltimore. That's bound to be a big one. Friday night the 16th, Saturday afternoon the 17th, and doubleheader Sunday the 18th. Saturday afternoon the 17th is Ladies' Day. 1-1 pitch. Swung on as a ground ball to the right side. Richardson up with it, over to Scourin for the out by a couple of strides, and we have one away as the second game has begun. In the season series, the Yankees lead the Red Sox 8-6. Carroll Hardy hitting .196. He failed to hit in the first game. Sox only had 4 hits in the first game. Otherwise, the thing might have been different because they received 9 bases on balls. Jerry delivers high inside, ball wide. The first game was won by Coach, who relieved. Charlie gave way for a pinch hitter after 4 innings, and Coach shut the door in the Boston Patriots. Picked up his 11th win. Very strong relief job. Jerry with one out, working on his second hitter. Pitches low outside, ball two. 2-0. The right and left field is a straightaway. Mantle in center is a step over toward left. Infield is a step back around toward third. Hardy swings, and there's a foul into the upper stands, deep behind first base. A 2-ball, 1-strike count. Beautiful weather. We have a strong breeze. It's a wind going from left field to right, from third base to first. Sky's all blue with just a little flecking of white. 2-1 pitch. Change of pace, Caravolo for a call, second strike. 2-2. Ball swung on, is hit down deep in the left field. Back goes Lopez. The ball is in for a home run. This is the first home run of the year for Hardy. One to nothing. He hit the ball well back in the lower left field seats. This is a good drive here at the stadium. His first home run of the year. And the Red Sox go ahead 1-2-0. The Yankees took the first game 3-2, and here is Dick Wirtz hitting .286. Swinging, hits a foul ball down the left field seat. Hardy in '58 had a home run with Cleveland, and so this is his second major league home run. Pitch is high outside, ball one. 1-1. Well, that was lightning striking where you least expected it. 1-0, favor Boston, one out, nobody on. Terry pitches, high outside, a fastball, ball two. Wirtz has come on to challenge Roger Maris for the RBI lead in the league. He was just driving him in steadily while Roger was out for those bruised ribs. He is four behind Roger, 93-97. Fastball is good for a call, second strike, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. High outside, another fast pitch, ball three. Sticking in the league, they all try and pitch Wirtz high because he is a very awesome low ball hitter. They don't like to let that ball get low on him. Terry deals, and there's a ground ball that is hit to deep short. Kubek in the hole, up with it. That's a long throw, and Wirtz just beat it out for a single. Kubek went well over into the hole, his position to third. A single to deep short for Wirtz. So with one down, one run in for Boston, Carroll Hardy's first home run of the year and second in his short major league career. Wirtz is now at first base, and the hitter is Russ Nixon. Had a single in the first game, hitting .274. He's catching them both. Left-hand batter. Delivers, and as a ground ball hit past three to second, Richardson up for a fumble, then throws to second in time to get the fourth. I don't think that they would have had time for the double play anyhow. They got the lead runner. Richardson, second baseman, to Kubek, the shortstop. Nixon on through the force out, and the batter is Miles Jones. 1-0, Boston. Bronx boy, Malzone. Right hand hitter. Swings, hits the ball back to Terry, who grabs it, throws over to first, and Malzone is out. Terry to Scallon. So, we have one run. A home run by Hardy, two hits, one man left, no errors. And the score at the end of half an inning of the second game is Boston 1 and the Yankees coming to bat.
You know, for many people, a home just wouldn't be complete without a great big wood-burning fireplace in the living room. It certainly makes a room cozy on a cold winter day. But from time to time, you've got to clean the chimney if you want to get good results from it. Now, this is just as true in the carburetor of your car. For best performance, You should remove deposits that form on the carburetor walls under normal driving conditions. These deposits can cause frequent stalling, rough idling, and actual gasoline waste. You could have an experienced mechanic do the job by hand, but that's doing it the hard way. Now, the easy way is with Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive. You see, as Atlantic Imperial flows through the carburetor, it loosens and dissolves these harmful deposits, washes them harmlessly away. Then Atlantic Imperial's protective action keeps them from forming again. Today, more and more people are driving with Atlantic Imperial in their cars. It's the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Taking place of the injured Don Budden, who was hit in the head with a pitch. Supposed to have been released from the hospital today. They've had to give him a very, very careful rest. Third baseman Malzone. In left field is Hardy with the home run to put the Red Sox ahead 1-0. Out in center field is Willie Tasby. That's the outfielder that they dealt with, you'll recall, and got from Baltimore. And the right fielder is Lou Fenton. Beck was 4-for-5 in the first game. He's now hitting at 290. A 10 batter. DeLock on the mound for Boston's a right-hander. Pitches. Fastball is in there for the strike. DeLock right back. In under the hand, ball one. Outfield, step toward right. Tony swings, there's a high fly ball out into left field. Hardy is under it. Makes the catch and short left. And one down for the Yankees. Mitchell Lopez had one hit, but that was a very important one. The Yankees put four hits together in the fifth inning to get their three runs. And that was just enough to take that first game 3-2. Kubek single, Lopez single, Mantle double. Then an infield out on the part of Maris, and then the two down, a single by Boya knocked in the winning run. Pitches go outside, ball one. Delivers fastball back. 1-1. Foul tip. Ball on the strike. One down. Shadow is moving steadily out toward shortstop and on toward left field. Curve, low outside, ball two. 1-1. At the end of two innings, second game, Baltimore and Washington, no score. Fastball high inside, ball three. Three balls, one strike. Pitch is swung on, foul back. Full count. Judging from the way these couple of foul tips have come back up here, DeLock is throwing harder than it seems. Rindu. Ball four, just high inside. And Lopez is on. There's one out left for the first inning. And Mantle steps up. Mickey had two bases on ball, the double, which he got in the midst of that three-run fifth inning, knocked in the first run. Mickey was scored as the third, and as it turned out to be, winning run. Mantle hitting 280. Upfield toward right. Fastball high outside, ball one. One and all. Lost Johnson, right-hander, delivers, and Mickey takes high outside again. Ball two. Pizzetti coaching at third. Ralph Howell coaching at first. Nixon giving the sign. Just inside a slider. Ball three. DeLock was unhappy on the call. Flaherty motioned that it was inside. Vino. Detroit won its first game from Cleveland 4-3. The two-inning second game, Milwaukee-Pittsburgh, is no score. First game was won by Pittsburgh, 9-7. Pitch is high outside, ball four, and Mantle walks. So DeLock, after getting the first batter, has walked the next two. Mickey had two walks in the first game, so he's closing in on 100 walks for the year. He now has 97. Very important department. I mean, the first thing about baseball is to get on. You got to get on before you can score. And here's the Moose. Had a single in the first game. Has the highest percentage of the Yankees, 309. Infield double play depth. The outfield is straight away on Scourin. He locks his runners at first and second pitches, and it is over for a strike above the knees. Nothing in one. No balls, one strike. Yankee first baseman, a big, strong right-hand hitter, swinging from the end. Pitch, swung on, there is a drive deep to left center field. Crosby going, and makes the catch. And the runners have to get back to where they were. Mantle was already at second base. So Crosby went deep to left center field and made the catch. He can go get him. Fine running catch. That took an extra base hit away from Scourin. We have two down, and the batter is Roger Maris, who is, since going back to work, is 0 for 15. Hitting at 286 for the year as a whole. Left hand batter. Runners at first and second, two down, 1-0 Boston. Maris hits a ground foul between the coach at first, Hawk, and the bag. Strike one. Steps down off second. Mantle a wide lead at first. Right-handed DeLock set. Pitches. A strike called on the outside above the knees. Nothing in two. DeLock is a very trim-looking figure as he stands on the mound and works. He doesn't waste much time. He just gets on, takes the sign, fires. A two-strike pitch, way outside, fastball. 1-2. I feel very much around toward right on Maris. It's 1-0, favor Boston. Third ball, call strike three. And that ends the threat. So for the Yankees, with two walks, no runs, no hits, two men left, there were no errors. End of the first inning, it is 1-0 favor the Red Sox. Carroll Hardy getting his first home run as a Red Sox. His second major league home run, he hit one back in 58 when he was with the Cleveland club. First game was won by the Yankees 3-2. And that coupled with the fact that Washington shut out Baltimore in the first game 4-0 tightened things up again. Headed down to a difference of just one game. The second game is two innings old and no score. down at Washington. Detroit beat Cleveland 4-3. First of a doubleheader out there. White Sox played Kansas City tonight. The National League has Cincinnati at Philadelphia tonight. San Francisco at Los Angeles for a twilight doubleheader. And the first game of doubleheader at Chicago is in the 10th inning. The Cardinals and the Cubs are locked at 1-1. Pittsburgh with a seven-run fourth inning blasted Milwaukee 9-7. And that gave Pittsburgh a 7.5 game spread over Milwaukee. In the second game, it is no score at the end of two innings. Now the Red Sox ahead 1-0. You have Pete Ronalds lead off the second inning. Left-hand hitting second baseman. Then Tasby, who just made the fine running catch off Scourin. And then Luke Fenton. The play Ronalds, he hits the left and left center, which he does a lot. He bunts, fouls it off, trying to push it up towards third. He's hitting .322, which is the highest percentage for any of the Bostonians. No balls, one strike. Ralph Terry on the mound for New York delivers the fastball low inside. 1-1. Ronalds had no hits, but he walked three times. He took a third strike and then was passed the next three trips. The Red Sox got 9 walks in the first game, but they couldn't hit much around him. He swings, hits the ball to deep short. Kubek recovers, throws, not in time, and it's a base hit for Ronalds. He hit it to the left side. Kubek did well to go over and glove the ball. So a single into the hole between short and third. Hit number 3 off Terry. And here's Willie Tasby. Came up with the Orioles and was dealt to the Red Sox. Hitting .264. Right-hand batter. Nothing favor Boston. First inning home run by Carroll Hardy. Curveball swung on and grounded foul. Nothing in one. Ronalds at first, nobody out. Second inning. Curveball is good. Call second strike at the outside corner. Pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Right off the hand. Strike 3. Struck him out. First strikeout for Terry. Now we have Luke Clinton, who had a double in the first game. The the Red Sox got 2 in the fourth inning. The Yankees came back with 3 in the fifth. That was all the scoring. And in that fourth inning, the 1-hour walk to run was a double by Clinton. Squeeze play by Mon Bouquet. Single by Green. Those were the 2 runs for the Red Sox. Miller hitting .215. Takes a good curve for a call strike. Nothing in one. Throw to first. Ronald's stuff back ahead of it. One down, infield double play there. Fastball is inside and just ticks the batter. So he's on. Terry comes down off the mound and asks Flaherty where the ball hit him. Flaherty said, well, it hit him. So he's hit with a pitch. He was just brushed by it. Now we have runners at first and second. And pitcher DeLock is due. Here he comes. He has three hits for 32 at-bats. Looking for a bunt with a pitcher up, runners at first and second, one out. Scowen is up on the inside grass at first. DeLock sets the bunt, bunts up toward third. Terry fields the ball, goes to third base, in time for the fourth. They get the fourth on Ronalds. A bang bang play. Terry feeling his position very well. Number the pitcher to the third baseman. So, DeLock is at first base. Fenton is at second. We have two out. And the batter is Green, who started the second game, being thrown out second to first. Pumpsy hitting 241. One nothing favor Boston. Home run by Carroll Hardy in the first inning. Checks the sign from Blanchard, pitches, and Green hits the ball on the line foul into the left field stands. Strike one. Got around on it late. DeLock, the pitcher, has a light jacket on as he takes his lead at first base. There are only three positions in sunlight now, the shortstop, the left fielder, and the center fielder. Shadow of the stands has blanketed the rest of the playing field. Delivers, Green swinging, fouls this one into the upper third base stand, again swinging late, strike two. Ted Williams in the first game failed to get a base hit. He went 0-for-3. He had two bases on balls, and the first game ended dramatically with a runner at first base, two out, Williams at the plate. Yankees leading 3-2, and Ted hit a high fly ball to the left fielder, and that was that. Terry now with two strikes, pitches a curve, low inside. Blanchard made a nice pickup, short hop pitch, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Delivers, Green swinging, fouls it off. The first game was won by Washington over Baltimore 4-0, and at the end of three innings of the second, it is no score. Pittsburgh won the first game for Milwaukee 9-7, and at the end of three innings, Milwaukee has gone ahead 2-0. The Cardinals in extra innings, 10 innings, won at Chicago 2-1. Yankees took the first game out here 3-2, and the Red Sox are now leading 1-0 in the second. Green swings and grounds it foul back to first base. Still 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Young man from Oklahoma, Ralph Carey, ready, delivers a fastball that is good at the knees on the outside for a call strike three, and that ends the threat. No runs, one hit, two men left, no errors. The Yankees took the first game 3-2, and the score at the end of an inning and a half of the second game, Boston 1, New York nothing.
You know, for many men, a good pipe is one of life's big pleasures. But as every pipe smoker knows, deposits that form in the bowl have to be removed from time to time for a pipe to draw as it should. Well, this is also true of the carburetor in your car. Deposits form on the inside walls under normal driving conditions. For best results, these deposits must be removed. Removing them can be a tough job, even for an experienced mechanic. But today, it's really very easy when you drive with Atlantic Imperial gasoline. You see, Atlantic Imperial is specially designed to clean your carburetor while you drive. As it flows through the carburetor, it gradually dissolves and removes hard deposits and washes them harmlessly away. Then Atlantic Imperial's protective action keeps them from forming again. Today, more and more people are using Atlantic Imperial in their cars. It's the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. Now let's get back to the play-by-play.
He'll throw down his preliminary pitches, and this gives us adequate opportunity to pause for station identification.
You're in tune with Quality Modern Radio, 1460 on your dial. This is WOKO, Albany, New York. WOKO time, 5 minutes past five.
John Blanchard will be the first Yankee batsman, last of the second inning of this second game, followed by Boyer, then by Richardson. Anyone saves a life, then the pitcher's spot. It is 1-0 favor Boston. Carroll Hardy hit a home run in the left field stands in the first inning off Carey, and that's the scoring. Blanchard is hitting 269. Big left hand batter. Right hand Ike DeLock. Ready on the mound. The Boston outfield is around toward right. They play Blanchard to pull. He takes a call strike. Above the knees and over the inside. Pitch swung on, foul back. Strike two. Nothing in two. Pitch. Swung on, foul back. Went up the curve. Nothing can do. Red Sox here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Single game. Muffet will go for Boston and Gerber for New York tomorrow. Two fine young pitchers. Fastball low outside. Ball one. One and two. Deals, and it is low inside. Two and two. And down around the shins. The lock double pump deals, and there's a ground ball that is hit slowly up toward first and foul, just outside of it. Still 2-2. Ball retrieved by first baseman Wirtz. Still in play. DeLock, who had run over to cover first, had the ball remain fair, and he had been needed. Walked himself back to the mound. The deals, and Blanch is swinging at the high drive down the right field corner. It is a foul ball. Just outside the pole. Count holding 2-2. Score of the second game is 1-1 in favor of Boston. Yankees took the first one 3-2. The Orioles lost their first one to Washington 4-0. 2-2 pitch again. Swung on, a ground foul again. This one outside first base. Still 2-2. Ball low inside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Still the first hitter left, the second inning. There's a ball drilled deep out the right field, and it is in there for a home run on a 1-1 ball game. That's his fourth home run this year. And this gets the Yankees even, and it is a 1-1 ball game. Home run by Hardy in the first inning for Boston. Now the home run in the second inning by Blanchard. Here's Boyan, who dropped a single into center field, and that got in the third and winning run in the first game for New York. He had two hits. Takes a curve over for a strike. Boyer hitting 251. Swings, and there's a high pop-up. Out into short right field. Clinton, the right fielder, under it. Texas for the up. One down. Bobby Richardson. Home run by Blanchard is the first for the Yankees in since Tuesday, 6 days. Richardson hitting 244. Six outside, ball one. Strike called, 1-1. Pitcher, the curve swung on, fouled behind the Yankee dugout. Strike two. 1-2. One down, nobody on. 1-1 tie. Last of the second inning. The right-handed pitches. Inside to change up, ball two. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed. It's a high slider, high inside, strike three. Second strikeout for DeLock, and now we have Ralph Carey, the pitcher, who's back even. 1-1 ball game as he comes up to bat. Ralph has three hits for 37 at bats. Takes a couple of practice swings, now steps in. DeLock deals, and it's right through there for a called strike. Nixon signs for it. Pitcher pumps, delivers. Curve swung on and missed. Strike two. Strike three, swinging a high inside fastball. 1-1, home run by Kessel Blanchard, one hit, And the total at the end of two innings in the second game, one run, the home run by Hardy, three hits and no errors for Boston, one run, the home run by Blanchard, one hit and no errors for New York. First game was won by New York, 3-2, and they move right back on the heels of the Orioles, who lost their first game 4-0.
A clean carburetor can increase your driving pleasure. Now Atlantic Imperial gasoline actually cleans your carburetor as you drive. Keeps it clean, too.
Turn your radio on. The Yankees took the first one out here 3-2. Meantime, Washington had Staub, who was relieved by Wooderchuk in the eighth. The two of them shut out Baltimore. And Washington won the first game 4-0 at the end of 3.5 innings of the second game. Brown against Ramos. It is no score. Detroit beat Cleveland 4-3 in the first game. And the second was getting ready to go. Chicago plays at Kansas City tonight. Cincinnati plays at Philadelphia tonight in the National League. Pittsburgh won the first game from Milwaukee 9-7. At the end of 3.5 innings of the second game, it is Milwaukee 6 and Pittsburgh nothing. The Braves just came up with 4 runs and got starting pitcher Haddix out of there. Olivo has replaced him. In 10 innings, the Cardinals down the Cubs 2-1, first of a doubleheader. San Francisco plays a Friday doubleheader in Los Angeles tonight. Red Sox will be out here tomorrow. Game time is 2 o'clock. Now, Terry has thrown down his allotment of 8 warm-up pitches, and we're ready to go into the third. And the fellow who hit the home run for Boston, Hardy, is to lead it off. He'll be followed by Wirtz and then by Nixon. Hardy hitting just about right at 200. 1-1 tie. That's a little step toward left. Pitches high inside, ball one. Terry doesn't waste very much time either. He just continues right on pitching. There's a line drive at the center field, base hit, so Hardy is 2-for-2. Single to center. Hit number 4 by Boston off Terry. And here is Wirtz, who got a single to short first inning. Fake hitting 288. Wirtz can be a very tough man to get by. Swings and there's a hot one to second baseman Richardson, who throws to shortstop Kubek back to first. Double play. And we have 2 outs. 4-6-3. 2 down, nobody on. And catcher Nixon, left-hand hitter. Batting 274. Steps in. The batter to be concerned about. Takes a sign from Blanchard. Curveball is over for a strike. Nothing in one. Fastball swung on late and foul in the left field seat. Strike 2. Running up a new ball. Delivers. Curve swung on. There's a high pop fly. The shortstop Kubek is under. Takes. It's one step back on the grass. So that's it. The double play. Put the brakes to it. No runs. One hit. Nobody left. No errors. And in the second game, the Yankees took the first from 3-2. And 2.5 innings. It is Boston 1, New York 1.
Planning for the future is a job for today. It's never too early to start. Luck seldom plays a part in a happy future, but steady savings and staying with it can assure you of many nice things in life. Save a regular amount at a regular time every payday and plan your future now by opening a savings account at the Home Savings Bank in Albany, where the current rate of 3.5% interest per annum is compounded quarterly. You can open a regular savings account by visiting either office, 11 North Pearl Street or 77 Central Avenue in Albany.
One-second game. It will be the top of the order, Kubek, then Lopez, and then Mantle. Tony had four straight hits to start off the first game, then they got him on his last at-bat. Hitting 289. Kubek gets the ball down the right field corner and pulls it foul. Well up in the third deck. Strike one. With the wind blowing in from left field to right, this is the wind that means that they're taking off into it from LaGuardia, and you see a lot of planes take off and come over the stadium. Tony takes a curveball inside. Ball one. DeLock very unhappy about the call. He wouldn't accept the ball from the catcher for a little bit. He just kept looking in the dirt. All right, one and one. Pitch. Fastball swung on. A fly ball hit to left field. Carol Hardy is under it. Makes the catch, and we have one down. Lopez walked in the first inning. It's available for the strike. Nothing in one. Just above the knees. Hector hitting at 277. Low outside. Ball one. Pitch. Low outside. Ball two. No plane sailing by. In the fifth inning of a scoreless second game, the shortstop for Baltimore, Hanson, has hit a home run. Nobody was on, so at least Baltimore has broken the scoring ice of the second game. They were shut out in the first game 4-0. Lopez swings above a knee-high fastball. Strike two. This one's tied, 1-1. Delivers, and there's a high foul ball out of play back of the Yankee bench. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody on. After the third inning. Curveball hit foul. 2-2. DeLock takes a pinch at the rosin bag. Right-hander for Boston pitches. The curve swung on, grounded down to short. Green is up with it. There's the throw over to first to Wirtz in plenty of time. Lopez out. Struck two gone and hit an Alex Mantle, who walked in the first inning. Yankees had three walks and a double out here today. The double coming when the Yankees put their four hits and three runs in that fifth inning for the win. Mickey hitting 280. Reaches for an outside pitch, foul tips it. Strike one. Two out, nobody on. After the third. Mantle batting left-handed. Takes a low inside hook, and it is 1-1. We have the attendance figures for you. The crowd, including servicemen, guests of the Yankees, is 38,290, with 37,554 paid. 37,554 paid. Mantle swings at the ground ball. Two first baseman works, who fumbles it, recovers, and runs to first base just in time. And Mickey's out. The DeLock, I think, was stepped on by Mantle, as they seemed the three of them hit first base at the same time. The at-home paid is $1,414,548. That's the season's total at-home paid. Over now, the $1,040,000 mark. Before we hit into the fourth inning, this 1-1 tie, we'll pause for station identification. Sit in with you folks in Radio Land a little bit. Feel a little bit better about the first game, Phil?
Yes, Fred. Anytime you can win a one-run game, pick up all the runs in one inning, and especially with the team ahead of you getting beat, man, that's a mighty important win. Quickly on the scoreboard, Washington beat Baltimore 4-0 in the first game. In the second game, Ronnie Hansen is just homing in the fifth inning to give the Orioles a 1-0 lead. They're still playing the top of the fifth. It's Brown against Ramos. Detroit beat Cleveland in the first game 4-3. Cleveland leads the second game 2-0 at the end of one. Chicago is at Kansas City tonight. Cincinnati at Philadelphia tonight in the National League. The Pirates beat Milwaukee 9-7 in the first game, but in the second game, Milwaukee leads 6-0 at the end of four. The Cardinals beat the Cubs 2-1 in the first game of a doubleheader. And San Francisco is at Los Angeles, a twilight doubleheader, and they'll start later on. Red Sox Frank Maldonado will hit back to the box in the first inning. Will be leading off. Ted Williams is not starting in this game, but he's around in case manager Mike Higgins is in need of a pinch hitter late in the game. Ralph Cherry out on the mound for the Yankees. Maldonado, right-hand hitting third baseman, ready. Cherry's pitch is a curve over, strike one called. John Flaherty calling balls and strikes. Beautiful day for a ball game. Nice little cool breeze. Fastball is low outside, 1-1. Johnny Blanchard doing the catching. It was Blanchard's home run in the second inning that tied up this ball game. Carroll Hardy homing in the top of the first for the Red Sox, 1 run. Hardy's first home run of the year. One pitch, curveball hit slowly down the first baseline. Scourin is up with it, races to the bag for the unassisted putout. Maldonado hit that curve right off the end of the bat. One away. Here's Pete Reynolds, who beat out an infield single in the second inning. In the first game, Reynolds was 0-1. He walked three times, struck out once. So Pete, who came into the game with the leading batting average in the American League, is back at 323. Left-hand hitter, and for the last 3 years, Pete has been battling for the batting crown. He missed out 2 years ago to Ted Williams just by a couple of points. Foul tips the ball back, strike one. On deck, Willie Tasby. Slow curve hit, foul to the right of home plate. Nothing in two. Johnny Blanchard chases it down. Jim Coates came through with a great relief pitching job in that first ball game. Pitched five innings, gave up just one base hit to get his 11th win of the year, defeating Bill Monbouquet, who pitched a good ball game, had a couple of rough breaks. The two-strike pitch is an accidental ground ball hit back to the box. Terry throws to first, 40 out. As Runnels tried to check his swing on an inside curveball, the ball hit the bat and rolled right out to the pitcher's box. That's two away. Here's Willie Tasby, who struck out in the second inning. On deck, Lou Clinton. Mickey Mantle is the only ball player who is in the sunshine. Lopez in left and Maris in right have shade, as do all the infielders. Two out, nobody on. The pitch to Tasby. Curve ball over. Strike one call. And you should have seen Tasby duck away from that one. This is the time of the day, though, when it's tough for a batter to see that pitch coming in. You don't pick up the overhand pitches easy. Slow curve swung it and missed strike two. Willie has hurt the Yankees up at Fenway Park this year. Nothing in two on Tasby. 1-1 the score. We're in the top of the fourth. Curve popped in a short right field and dropping in there for a base hit. A handle base hit, but they all count. A high inside curveball. Now Tasby hit to the opposite field. That's hit number five off Terry. Here's Lou Clinton, who was hit by a pitch ball in the second inning. Tasby at first with two outs, Scourin holding him on. Terry. There goes Tasby. The pitch is fouled back, strike one. Tasby had a good running jump that time. And Clinton tried to check a swing, but foul tipped the ball back on the screen. So Willie hustles back to first base. Goes to the rosin bag. Throw to first base. Tasby's back. Terry has won 7, lost 8 this year. The stretch. Terry steps off the rubber. Keeping a close watch on Tasby. Again he sets. Curve is swung and a missed strike two. Tasby bluff going that time. And two on Lou Clinton. Quick throw to first, but Tasby's back again. Another throw to first base, and Willie's back. And it's Scourin bluffs throwing the ball back and tags Tasby, who was standing on the bag. Terry quickly sets. There goes Tasby. The ball is lined to left center field. That's a base hit. He might score. They're going to send Tasby all the way. Mantle backhands the ball. And here comes Tasby. He'll score easily on a stand-up double by Lou Clinton. Tasby was running, and that's what enabled him to score as Clinton lined a base hit over the shortstop set in left center field. Mantle backhanded the ball, but Tasby, who can run, scored all the way from first. And Clinton's on with a double. Clinton doubled in the first game, was 1-for-3. So the Red Sox take the lead 2-1, and here's Ike Gallach, who bunted into a forced play in the second inning. Terry made a fine play on that bunt. Backhanded the ball and threw to Boyer, nipping Runnels sliding in. Actually, it's not the big guns who are hurting the Yankees today in the first game. Green drove in a run, and Monboquet drove in his first run of the year. Curve over, strike one call. And in this game, Carroll Hardy got his first homer of the year in the first inning, and Luke Clinton drove in his 22nd run of the year. Curve outside, 1-1. I mean, you figure guys like Williams and Wirtz and Malzone and Runnels are the guys that are going to hurt you, but you never can tell. Well, Baltimore scored 2 runs in the top of the fifth. They lead Washington 2-0 with the Senators batting in the bottom of the fifth. Hanson had a home run with nobody on in that inning. Swing and a miss, strike two. 1-2. Outside, 2-2. Terry started to walk off the mound. He thought he nicked the corner. Ralph goes to the rosin bag very gently. Leans over to get the sign from Blanchard. Here's a stretch. The 2-2 pitch. Outside, ball three. Again, Terry started to walk off the mound. And now he asked plate umpire John Flaherty, where are those pitches? Flaherty said just outside. On two consecutive pitches, Terry walked off the mound. Ready for the payoff pitch. Fastball hit on the ground is short. Kubek to his left, up with it. Over to Skarin for the out. But the Red Sox break the tie in the top of the fourth. 1 run, 2 base hits. No Yankee errors, 1 man left. The score at the end of 3.5 innings, the Red Sox 2 and the Yankees 1.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote, "Take care of the pence and the pounds will take care of themselves." That is the savings habit. By opening a savings account at the Home Savings Bank in Albany and depositing a small amount regularly each payday, you soon will have a substantial bank balance. And remember, the amount needn't be large. It's saving regularly that can build your account. And your savings will grow faster because the current rate of 3.5% interest per annum is compounded quarterly. It takes just a few minutes to open a regular savings account or a bank-by-mail account at the Home Savings Bank in Albany, 11 North Pearl Street and 77 Central Avenue. Both offices are open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday and until 8 every Thursday. The Home Savings Bank is a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. It's the home for your savings.
You're in tune with Quality Modern Radio, 1460 on your dial. This is WOKO Albany, New York. WOKO time, 6:22.
The Moose lined out to center field in the first inning. The first game, Skarin was 1-for-3, had a single. Moose batting 308. On deck, Roger Maris. A long foul down the right field line, out of play. Strike one. Red Sox 2 and the Yankees 1 in the bottom of the fourth. Scoreboard, you'll hear the fans applauding. We'll tell you about that in a minute. The pitch, foul back. Calhoun led the United States to a 1-2-3 sweep with 110 high hurdles. So the Yankees pick up another gold medal, silver medal, and a bronze medal, and plenty of points in the Olympics. Strike pitch, curveball outside and low, ball one. And Pappy Durkin very nonchalantly let a foul ball buzz right by his ear. Whoa, hold the phone. John Flaherty almost raised that right arm up and then pulled it down quickly. 2-2 count. Now the 2-2 pitch. Low outside, ball three. Full count on the move. Nobody out, nobody on in the bottom of the fourth. Yankees trailing 2-1. Here's the payoff pitch. Inside, ball four. He lost him. That's the third walk given up by DeLock. It brings up Roger Maris, who was called out on strikes in the first inning. Roger fighting a slump is 0-16 right now. He dropped down to 285. Dick Wirtz holding first against Scarron. There's nobody out. The stretch by DeLock. Pitch is hit on the ground. Wirtz knocks it down. And nobody's going to be able to make a play, and there's a base hit. Vic Wirtz dove for that ball and knocked it down. That's a base hit for Maris. His first hit in 17 times at bat. And Wirtz kept that ball from being a double or possibly a triple, a hard hit ground ball. Vic dove for it, knocked it down with his glove, rolled about 10 feet in back of him, and before Runnels could get over, Maris beat it out. Scarron's at second. Nobody out, and here's Johnny Blanchard, who homered in the second inning. Blanchard kept fouling off pitch after pitch, deep in the right field, and finally sent one into the seats there. Johnny's fourth home run of the year, and his 11th run batted in. And now Blanchard is being called back to the bench to talk with Stengel, not to be taken out. And Casey playfully taps him in the back, says, go get him. On deck, Cletus Boyle. And Maris at first. Here's a stretch by DeLock. Fastball popped in the air to the left side. Foul territory. Maldon under it. And makes the catch for the out. Johnny Blanchard fouls out to the third baseman. One away. Brings up Cletus Boyer. Boyer flying to right field in the second inning. On deck, Bobby Richardson. Second, Maris at first, one away. The lock stretches. Pitch to Boyer. A curve hit on the ground, right back to the pitcher. Wheels around, throws to Runnels for one. Back to first, double play. From the pitcher to the second baseman and the first baseman. Boyer actually tried to check his swing and hit it right back to the mound. So for the Yankees in the bottom of the fourth, after getting the first two men on, no runs, one hit. No Red Sox there is one man left in the score at the end of four full innings. The Red Sox 2 and the Yankees 1.
Wherever you live, whatever your working hours, the Home Savings Bank in Albany offers you a new, safe, convenient bank-by-mail service that enables you to set your own banking hours any day of the week, any hour of the day, and yet go no further than your nearest mailbox. Smart people who live in cities, on farms, and in suburban areas are building substantial bank balances this modern, safe way at the Home Savings Bank, where the current rate of 3.5% interest per annum is compounded quarterly. Visit or write the Home Savings Bank, 11 North Pearl Street, or 77 Central Avenue, Albany.
Cleveland leads the second game 3-0 at the end of an inning and a half, but now Rocky Colavito has just homered in the second with one on, and that's a 3-2 ball game. Colavito's 28th of the year. Woody Hale homered in the first with one on, and is that Hale hitting homer since getting back in the regular lineup? Boy, how Cleveland has missed that ball. Chicago's at Kansas City for a night game. In the National League, Cincinnati at Philadelphia plays tonight. Pittsburgh beat Milwaukee in the first of 2-9-7. Green the winner, Spahn the loser. Matthews, Hoke, and Stewart homered. Milwaukee leads the second game 6-0 at the end of 5. Buell for Milwaukee. Haddock started. Olivo, Cheney in the sixth. The Cardinals beat the Cubs in the first of two, 2-1. McDaniel in relief the winner, Elston in relief the loser. Boyer homered in the second, his 29th of the year. That's Ken Boyer. The second game is nothing-nothing at the end of one. Sadecki against Grabowski. San Francisco's at Los Angeles. The twin-night doubleheader, they start later on. Hunter Green takes the curve over, strike one. Pitch, fastball hit on the ground at second base. Richardson's coming in, up with it on the big hop, flips to Scar, and that's one away. One out, and here's Carroll Hardy, who homered and singled his first home run of the year. Steps into the batter's box. Throws that bat right down on the end. He's only batting 212. Hasn't been up much. There's a fastball. It's high ball one. Two, 2-0. Ralph Terry, the pitcher. On deck, Vic Wirtz. Two on the Red Sox lead. We're in the top of the fifth inning. One out, nobody on. Terry's next pitch is a curve outside, ball three, and Terry throws his arms up in the air, and Blanchard steps back to talk with Flaherty. Terry's throwing a lot of curved balls on the outside part of the plate that evidently are just missing. Now the 3-0 pitch. Ball four. He lost him. Terry's first walk of the ball game. Hardy gets it. Hardy's been on base all three times. A homer, a single, and a walk. Here's Vic Wirtz. Had an infield single and bounced into a double play. Wirtz batting 287. Left-hand hitter with a wide-open stand. Chokes up on the bat a little bit. Scarron holding the bag against Hardy. Pitch to Wirtz as a ground ball to second. Richardson to Kubek for one. Back to first. Double play. Second time that Wirtz has bounced into a second, a short to first double play. And for the Red Sox in the top of the fifth, no runs, no hits, no Yankee errors, nobody left. The score at the end of 4.5 innings, Boston 2 and the Yankees 1. Say, folks, next time you pass your neighborhood food store or delicatessen, go on in and get yourself some Ballantine Ale with Brewer's Gold. Now, you'll find the big, big taste of Ballantine Ale comes in handy six-pack cans and in the quarter 12-ounce bottle. And once you get home and want to quench your thirst, open a cool, refreshing Ballantine Ale. Really enjoy the big, big taste that comes from Brewer's Gold. Now, this is a rare strain of hops used exclusively in Ballantine's own True Ale recipe. And then, at mealtime, try Ballantine Ale with your food. And that's when you discover Brewer's Gold makes Ballantine Ale more than a thirst quencher, different than any beer. Yes, sir, stock up on Ballantine Ale and see what a difference an ale makes. In the bottom of the fifth inning, Bobby Richardson will be leading off. Bobby struck out swinging in the second inning. Scored one in the first, one in the fourth. The Yankees scored one in the second. Ike Gallach out on the mound. He has the same record as Terry. They both won 7 and lost 8. And that's Gallach's lifetime record against New York, too, of 7 wins, 8 defeats. All right, Richardson steps into the batter's box. Play, strike one. Mike Sulak out on the mound. Not especially fast, good control, but a good sinker. Curve is line to left field. Hardy going over fast, making the catch of a solidly hit line drive. That ball carried deep in the left field corner. One away. That'll bring up Ralph Terry. Terry struck out swinging in the second inning. Boston leading this game 2-1. They lost the first game 3-2 to the Yankees, as the Yankees scored all three runs in one inning. Terry taking a couple of practice swings, and Kubek moves way back out of the on-deck circle. But Terry swinging with a big weighted bat. If you get hit with that, man, you know it. Terry's ready. Here's the lock first pitch. Fastball right down the middle. Strike one call. The next pitch, outside. Ball one. One and one. One delivery. It's bunted right in front of the plate. The catcher is up with it. Throws to first just in time to get Terry. Man, Russ Nixon had to get out of there in a hurry. From the catcher to the first baseman covering. That's two away, and it brings up Tony Kubek, who has been up twice this game and flied out to left field both times. Tony was 4-for-5 in the first game and scored a run. Batting 288. Two out, nobody on. Kubek takes the fastball low, ball one. Getting another Olympic report. Something about Rafer Johnson. A ground ball back to the box, backhanded by DeLock. Goes to work. That's all for Kubek and for the Yankees. In the bottom of the fifth, nothing across. The score at the end of five full innings. Boston, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. The Yankees, 1 run, 2 hits, and no errors. And that report is that Rafer Johnson leads in the decathlon. Oh, the Orioles have scored another run in the top of the sixth. They're leading 3-0, playing the bottom of the sixth. Washington won the first game over Baltimore 4-0. Detroit beat Cleveland 4-3. The first game, Cleveland leads 3-2 at the end of two of the second game. Chicago's at Kansas City tonight. Cincinnati at Philadelphia tonight. Pittsburgh beat Milwaukee 9-7 the first game. The Braves lead the Pirates the second game 6-0 at the end of 5.5. Cardinals beat the Cubs 2-1. And in the second game, Cardinals nothing, Cubs nothing at the end of two. And the Giants are at Los Angeles for a twilight doubleheader. Rafer Johnson leads in the decathlon by 66 points. You can pick up points pretty quickly in the decathlon. There are so many events. In the top of the sixth inning, it'll be Russ Nixon, Frank Malzone, and Pete Runnels to face Ralph Terry. Nixon bounced into a force play and popped to the shortstop. A left-hand hitting catcher. Had himself 1-for-3 in the first game with a single and a walk. Nixon bats left-handed, choked up on the bat quite a bit. Terry's curve is line to right field, a solid base hit. Boy, he pulled that curveball like he was looking for it. And rifled a single to right field. And that's hit number 7 off Terry. Frank Malzone hit back to the box and bounced out to first game, first base. Malzone was 0-for-4 in the first game. And he's had a long, dry spell. Frank was born right here in the Bronx. Stretch by Terry. The pitch to Malzone is low, ball one, and Malzone was ready to bunt. Frank steps back to look at Billy Herman coaching his third. Rudy York is the first base coach. Terry sets. Malzone swings a high hopping ground ball to short. Kubek has to go to first base, throws just in time to get Malzone. He had no chance to get Nixon at second on a high hopping ground ball, and then hesitated a fraction of a second before throwing the first, and it was a close play. But Nixon is down at second in scoring position. Here's Pete Runnels, beat out an infield single, hit back to the box. One away. Check the sign again from Blanton. Here's the stretch. Fastball is low, ball one. He leads the American League in batting. 323. Al Smith, who is directly behind him, will not play till tonight. Fastball over, strike one. Smith is batting 320. The 1-1 pitch, high inside. Boy, that ball sailed. Man, that ball took off, and Blanchard almost missed the ball. It was like a sailor coming straight for the plate and suddenly broke in, and I believe John Flaherty's going to throw that ball out of play. There might have been a little nick on that ball that made it take off. Yes, Flaherty throws it out of play. Tell the way Blanchard dove after the ball that even he was fooled by it. 2-1 Boston leads. Top of the sixth inning. Two balls, one strike on Pete Runnels. The stretch and a slow curve over strike two, 2-2. Willie Sasby. Fastball high outside, ball three. 3-2. The lights are on here at Yankee Stadium. Ready for the payoff. Pitch to Runnels. Here it is, and he hits the ground ball. Kubek to his right. It's going to be a tough play. The long throw is not in time. Runnels beat it out. Nixon could not move over as the ball was in front of him. Kubek made a fine play going far to his right. And when he caught that ball, he was on the edge of the outfield grass, and his throw just missed getting Runnels. Another infield single for Runnels. And that's hit number 8 off Terry. Nixon remained at second. Here's Willie Tasby, struck out in single to right field. Sasby has scored one run. He scored all the way from first on a long double by Lou Clinton. That was in the fourth inning. One away, runners at first and second. Stretch by Terry. Fastball high and tight, ball one. Yankee outfield straight away on Sasby. Feeling double play depth. Here's the stretch. Fastball swung at and missed. Strike one, 1-1. Yankees have reeled off 2 double plays in this ball game. One ball, one strike on Willie Tasby. 2-1 the Red Sox are leading in the top of the sixth. The pitch is a curve. A little little bit inside, ball two, 2-1. Bobby Shands is up in the Yankee bullpen. He's throwing hard. 2-1 pitch, slow curve, hit on the ground. Fair ball at third. Boya steps on third, throws to first, a wild throw. He's safe at first, but he's out at third. Fourth play by the third baseman unassisted, and his hurried throw pulls Scarron off the bag. There'll be no error on the play. Moving down to second is Runnels. Safe at first, Tasby. Here's Lou Clinton, hit by a pitch ball and double. Clinton drove in the run. That put the Red Sox in the lead. Had a double in the first game, too. Terry's ready. Curve to Clinton is swung and missed strike one. Stretch. Slow curve in the dirt. Ball one, 1-1. Second, Tasby at first with two away. Here's the pitch. Curveball is on the outside corner. Strike two. 1-2 two strikes. Curry goes to the rosin bag. Places it gently on the ground. Leads off first. Runnels off second. 2 men are out. The 1-2 two strike pitch. Curveball swung and a miss. Strike three. For the Red Sox in the top of the sixth inning, no runs. 2 hits. No Yankee errors. 2 men left in the score at the end of 5.5 innings. Boston 2, New York 1. Lopez leads off for New York here in the bottom of the sixth with the Yankees trailing 2-1. Lopez walked and bounced to the shortstop. On deck, Mickey Mantle with Bill Scarron to follow. Ike DeLock out on the mound for the Red Sox. Pitch to Lopez is right down the middle. Strike one call. Fastball is high. 1-1. Center field. Willie Tasby moving under it and makes the catch. That's one away. Lopez flies to center. Mickey Mantle, the batter. Mickey walked and bounced out to first base. The curve swung at a missed strike one. Another Olympic record. Rudolph won the 200 meters, the second United States gold medal. So the Americans are going to town today. A one strike pitch outside, 1-1. Pitch curve is over. Strike two call. 1-2 two strikes. Bill Scarron lined to center and walked. Is a foul tip back strike one. Hit right off Nixon's mask and back onto the screen. See, an awful lot of catches and umpires getting hit in the mask lately. One strike on the Moose, two out, nobody on. Boston leads 2-1, bottom of the sixth inning. Yankees won the first game 3-2. Sidearm fastball hit in the ground at second base. Reynolds is up with the ball on a big hop over to Wirtz, and that's all for Scarron and the Yankees. In the bottom of the sixth, no runs, no hits, no Red Sox errors, nobody left. The score at the end of six full innings. Boston, 2 runs on 8 hits and no errors, and the Yankees, 1 run on 2 hits and no errors. And on the scoreboard, once again, Washington beat Baltimore 4-0 in the first of two. Stobbs, the winner, Barber, the loser. Killebrew and Batoya had 2-run homers. Baltimore leads the second game 3-0 at the end of 6.5. Brown against Ramos. Hanson homered in the fifth, nobody on. Detroit beat Cleveland in the first of 2-4-3. Fisher, the winner, Grant, the loser. Phillips, Francona, Maxwell, and Cash homered. Second game is Cleveland 4, Detroit 2 at the end of 3.5. Latman against Wojtek. Heldon, Calavito homered. Chicago's at Kansas City tonight. The National League, Cincinnati at Philadelphia tonight. Pirates beat Milwaukee 9-7 the first game. Green, the winner, Spahn, the loser. Matthews, Hoke, and Stewart homered. The second game is Milwaukee 6, the Pirates 1 at the end of 6. That's Buell against Cheney. Cardinals beat the Cubs in the first game 2-1. McDaniel, the winner, Elson, the loser, Boyer homered. And the Cardinals are leading the Cubs 1-0 in the second game at the end of 3. Sadecki against Grabowski. This ball game is the Red Sox 2, the Yankees 1, as we get ready to go in the top of the 7th. And ready to take over once again, Mel Allen.
Thanks, Bill. As we get ready to move into the 7th inning, with the Red Sox leading 2-1, Ike DeLock will be the first batter for the Red Sox. Then Pumpsy Green and Carroll Hardy. DeLock bunted in a force play in the second and grounded to short. Pitched the two-hitter over the first 6 innings. Blanchard's homer, counting for the Yankee run. Ralph Perry's allowed 8 hits, given up 2 runs. Into the windup, the pitch swung on, foul back, strike one. Clarity returning the ball to Ralph Terry, threw it over his head. He got a real strong arm. Now the delivery. Curveball over, strike two, nothing in two. Straight away. Terry's deliveries outside. Ball one. 1-2. 1-2. Now the pitch. It's in there. Called strike three. Curveball. One down in the 7th inning. And here's Pumpsy Green. 4 strikeouts for Ralph Terry. Green grounded to second, struck out, grounded to second. Hitting 240. Pitch outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Ralph Terry's next pitch, fastball. It's in there, strike one, 1-1. Billy Muffet tomorrow afternoon against Eli Gerba, 2 o'clock. The 1-1 pitch. Curveball lined on a hop to short. Kubek loses it, picks it up, fires on to first. Safe. Charge to Kubek. One down, Green gets the board on the error, and here's Carroll Hardy. Homered in the first inning, single to center in the third, and walked in the fifth. 2 for 2. Vic Wirtz on deck. Low outside, ball one. First error committed by the Yankees today. One ball, no strikes. Throw to first. Green's back. Nothing count. Green's back. I like green backs better. The pitch is low outside for a ball. 2 balls, no strike. A 2-0 count on Carroll Hardy. Swung on, hit sharply short. Kubek over to Richardson. Back to first. They ended up a play. The Yankees' third double play of the game, 129 this year. No runs, no hits, one error, no one left on. And at the end of 6.5 innings, Boston 2, New York 1. I hope you'll try some of that big taste of Ballantine Ale when you get home if you're driving. Got a distance to go. I hope you get home safely. That's the main thing. And when you take a long, cool swallow of this fine ale, enjoy the way the big taste stays on your tongue. Only Ballantine Ale gives you the big taste. It comes from Brewer's Gold, a rare strain of hops used exclusively in Ballantine's own true ale recipe. You know, you'll find a cool green bottle of Ballantine ale tastes mighty good anytime, but for added pleasure, see how well the big taste goes with your lunch or dinner. And then you'll agree Ballantine ale is more than a thirst quencher, different than any beer. Make sure you discover what a difference an ale makes. Ballantine ale with Brewer's Gold. In the last half of the seventh inning, Maris, Blanchard, and Poirier are coming up. Maris took a third strike and singled. Batting 287. Ike Delock has given up 2 hits. A home run to Blanchard and single to Maris. Right-hander with a wind-up, the pitch, low ball one, breaking stuff. The 1-0 pitch, swung on and popped high in the air to short. Clumsy Green's getting under it, waiting, and makes the catch. One down. 9 men in a row retired by Delock. Up comes Johnny Blanchard, who accounted for the Yankee run with a second-inning homer. Fouled out for third as he batted in the fourth inning. Baltimore leading Washington 3-0 now at the end of 7 innings. Washington won the first game 4-0. The pitch to Blanchard, it's a curveball. It's over, strike one. And the next delivery, swung on, strike two. Took a good cut. No balls, two strikes. Now the two-strike pitch. High outside, one and two. Here's the delivery. Swung on, it's a pop foul to the right of the plate. Nixon chasing it and makes the catch. Blanchard fouls out to Nixon. Two down now, and here's Clete Poirier flying to right and hits the box into a double play. But he's not going to bat, they're recalling him. Serve is at the bat rack. Serve will hit for Poirier. Batting 253. Casey is looking for a long post here.
Ladies and gentlemen, batting for Poirier.
Pitch to Bob, swung on and fouled off into the mezzanine. Strike one, nothing and one. Two away in the seventh inning, 2-1 Boston. Next delivery, swung on and missed. Strike three, got him on a curveball. Side's retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Five strikeouts for DeLock. At the end of 7 innings, Boston, 2 runs, 8 hits, no errors. 6 left on, the Yankees. 1 run, 2 hits, 1 error, and 3 men left on. Carroll Hardy homered in the first inning, Johnny Blanchard in the second. And then in the fourth, with 2 outs, Tasby singled and scored on Clinton's double. As the teams change sides for a change of pace, change to the big taste that comes from Brewer's Gold. Valentine Ale. Gil McDougal goes in to play third base in place of Clete Poirier, for whom Serve batted. Ralph Terry doing the pitching. Tomorrow, it'll be Billy Muffet and Eli Gerber. Game time, 2 o'clock. Baltimore leading Washington, 3-0 end of 7. Washington took the opener 4-0. Detroit beat Cleveland 4-3. Cleveland leading in the second game 4-2 end of 4. Chicago, Kansas City tonight. Pittsburgh beat Milwaukee 9-7. Milwaukee leads 6-1 end of 7 innings of the second game. St. Louis beat Chicago 2-1 in 10 innings. St. Louis leads 2-0 and 4 innings of the second game. San Francisco and Los Angeles playing a twilight doubleheader. In the first of the eighth, Vic Wirtz. Batting third in the order leads off. Russ Nixon on deck and Frank Malzone to follow. If you're driving home, stay awake. Stay alert. Here's the pitch to Vic Wirtz. Curveball over, strike one. Stay safe and stay sound.
good idea just to stay home when everybody else is gone. Now the delivery. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Went for a bad pitch. No balls. Two strikes. Sox out in front, 2-1 in the eighth inning. And the next pitch swung on, fouled back off the chest protector of the plate umpire, John Flaherty. Two-strike count on, Vic. No balls, two strikes. Ralph Terry's pitch, fastball, dribbled foul down the first baseline. Three, and Wirtz went for a curveball at the end of the ground. You know, John McGraw did that once to Babe Ruth in a World Series in a 3-2 pitch. A tight spot. He ordered his pitcher to throw the 3-2 pitch into the dirt, figuring the Babe would be over-anxious. In any case, he figured for science to be with him, he didn't swing at it. He swung at it and missed it, of course. Russ Nixon. Fastball is over. Strike one. 2-1 favor of the Red Sox. Eighth inning. They about hit the Yankees. 8-2. The Yankees won the first game 3-2. Now hitting the Red Sox 9-4. Here's the delivery. Swung on. Looped into left field for a base hit. Lopez goes over, the ball moving away from him, and Nixon's going to go for two bases. And he's in there with a good slide. They're asking for the ball at first base, claiming that Nixon missed the bag. Over. Hurley says he's safe. He touched the bag, grounding it. Russ Nixon doubles for left. And the batter now is Frank Malzone. Hits the box, grounded to first, grounded to short. In the eighth, and the pitch outside, ball on. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch to Malzone, swung on, foul back up here. A 1-1 count. Pete Reynolds is on deck. One ball, one strike. Thank you. delivery to Malzone. He swings and fouls it back to the screen. Strike two. One and two. One ball, two strikes. Delivers, Malzone swings and misses, strike three, fired the fastball by him. Now Pete Reynolds, single to short, hit for the box and single to short. Lopez makes the catch, and the side is retired. Nixon is stranded on second. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. The end of 7.5 innings. The Red Sox 2, the Yankees 1.
You know, chances are these warm summer days when the temperature goes up, I guess your appetite goes way down. Happens to a lot of folks. But let me tell you this. Here's a way to beat the heat while you eat. Just pour yourself a glass of cool, delicious Ballantine Ale and see how its big, big taste sharpens your appetite and adds extra zest to any of your summer meals. Of course, there's a reason for this. Ballantine Ale is the only drink in the world that's brewed with Brewer's Gold, a rare strain of hops used exclusively in Ballantine's own true ale recipe. And Brewer's Gold gives Ballantine Ale its big, big taste that really goes over big with fine food. That's why Ballantine Ale is more than a thirst quencher, different than any beer. A drink you'll enjoy any time, but especially at mealtime. So discover what a difference an ale makes. Ballantine Ale with Brewer's Gold.
The last half of the eighth inning, the Red Sox leading 2-1. The Red Sox have Alan Cofftree. Marlon Cofftree, rather, who came up from Allentown. Marlon Cofftree is playing second base, place of runners. And Dale Long will bat for Bobby Richardson. C-O-U-G-H-T-R-Y. Cofftree at second. Dale Long batting for Bobby Richardson. Delock delivers inside for a ball. Reynolds has moved over to first base in place of Vic Wirtz. Marlon Cofftree at second, and Reynolds replaces Wirtz at first. Next pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. Dale Long batting for Bobby Richardson, hitting 364. The lock pitch swung on and missed. Strike two. One and two. One ball, two strikes. Barra will hit for Terry. Delock delivers. And it ticks the bat, and Long is out. He was taking the pitch, and the ball tips the bat. Long strikes out, batting for Richardson. At two strikes on him, he was pulling away from the plate, and the ball tips the bat. Here's Barra heading for Terry.
Terry.
pitch is in there for a strike. Bullock has retired the last 12 Yankees in a row. The one strike pitch to Barra. Swung on, a ground ball hits the second. Costry up with it. Throws to Reynolds, and Barra's retired. 13 men in a row. And I mean, they haven't even come close to a hit, except for Bobby Richardson's liner in the fifth inning down the left field line that Hardy grabbed. Two away, Tony Kubek up. Fly to left twice and hits to the box. Yankees won the first game 3-2. Boston leading in the second 2-1. Eighth inning. Orioles lead Washington 3-0 end of eight. The pitch to Kubek is over for a strike. Washington took the first game 4-0. The one strike pitch to Tony. Sails away, ball on. 1-1. One pitch. Swung on. There's a drive to deep right field. It is going down. For the equalizer. They rocked it into the right field seat for his 11th homer. And his 56th run batted in. Hector Lopez up. He lines one into right center. And that's in there for a base hit. Cut off by Tasby. Held to a single. And up comes Mantle. First and struck out. Red Sox 2, the Yankees 2, eighth inning. The lock into the stretch and the pitch. Swung on, lying in the left, but it is grabbed by Hardy for the out. Mantle lines out to Carroll Hardy in left center. One run, two hits, no errors, and one left off. At the end of eight innings, Red Sox, two runs, nine hits, no errors, and four left on. Yankees, two runs, four hits, one error, and seven men left on base. Bobby Shantz is coming in to pitch. Terry, in eight innings, gave up nine hits and two runs. Kubek's homer took him off the hook. He walked one man and struck out six. Chance comes on as we get ready for the ninth inning. Joe DeMaestri goes to second base. While Bobby takes his eight warm-up pitches, we'll pause for station identification. In the order. And DeMaestri
Well, hit in the eighth spot. Willie Tansby will be first up. This is the 36th appearance for Shantz. He has a record of 4-4. Tansby struck out, single to right, grounded to third. Two, first of the ninth. Bobby to the windup. Up over the head a second time. Now the pitch. Curveball over, strike one. No balls, one strike. Bobby to the windup. Here's the pitch to the right-hand batter, and it's low. Ball one, 1-1. Tony Kubek hitting his 11th home run in the 8th inning to tie the score. 11th this season. Matching his major league total up until this year. Here's the pitch. Swung on to high pop foul over near the Yankee dugout. Scarring right at the edge of the stands. Makes the catch and is one away. The tall, rangy, right-handed hitting Lou Clinton, hit by a pitched ball, doubled to left center, and struck out. Boston 2, New York 2. Ninth inning. Chance into the windup. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball one. A 1-0 count. Bobby delivers. Clinton swings and sends a drive to deep left. Lopez racing back, and he can't get it. The ball's off his glove. Clinton's around second on his way to third, and he'll make it. A three-base hit for Lou Clinton. Lou Clinton teed off and hit a long drive to left. Lopez got a glove on the ball. Couldn't hold on to it and then couldn't pick it up. So Lou Clinton has himself a triple with one out on the ninth. Mike DeLock schedule a bat, but Ted Williams is going to hit for him. Ted Williams comes up to bat for Ike DeLock. Takes the walk, trots down to first base. And we'll have a runner for Williams. We'll Nelson going in to run for Williams. Bob Wilson running for Ted Williams. Clemcy Green, switch hitter, right-hand batter, comes up. Clinton on third. Wilson on first, infield in. One out, ninth inning, 2-2. Chance to the stretch, and the pitch. Swung on and fouled to the left of the plate, strike one. Robert Earl Wilson running for Ted Williams. First and third with one out in the ninth. Here's the pitch, and it's in there for a strike. Nothing and two, curveball. Two strike count on Pumpsy Green. Clinton on third, Wilson on first. The stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off upstairs. Count remains two strikes. Runners on first and third, infield in. Bobby Shantz delivers. Green takes it inside for a ball. Almost wild pitch. Green claims the ball hit him, I think. John Flaherty said no. One and two. Third, Wilson running for Williams on first. Infield in. One out. 2-2, ninth inning. One ball, two strikes. The stretch, and Green misses. Strike three. There are two away, and here's Carroll Hardy. Carroll Hardy, who homered in the first inning, single to center, walked and grounded to short into a double play. Blanchard goes out to talk to Shantz. Comes back to the plate. Two down. McDougal's playing deep on Hardy. He's very fast. Right-hand batter, here's the pitch. It's in there for a strike, nothing and one. No balls, one strike. It's the ninth inning, score tied 2-2. Clinton on third. Wilson running for Williams on first. Bobby ready, here's the pitch, and Hardy takes it outside for a ball, screwball, one and one. Is on deck. Time called. Blanchard runs out to talk to Shantz again. Strike. Clinton on third. Wilson running for Williams on first. The stretch, the pitch. Inside. Ball two. Two and one. Slow curve. one count on Carroll Hardy. Two balls, one strike. Two away. Runners lead away from first and third. Here's the pitch, and Hardy swings and sends a high drive to left. Back toward the fence, Lopez is under it, and he's got it. The side's retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on. And Bobby Shantz held the fort after an attack that had gone three quarters of the way. At the end of 8.5 innings, Boston 2, New York 2. In the last half of the ninth inning, here in Ulsterville, it'll be Scarron, Maris, and Blanchard. Meanwhile, if you're sitting down at home for a nice, thick, juicy steak or whatever, lamb chops, smothered in sweet bread, de foie gras. There are some sardines and yellow cheese and crackers. Hamburger. Why don't you go a little bit further and say something? And really, treat yourself to a cool green bottle of Ballantine Ale with your food. You'll find no other drink goes so well with any of your mealtime favorites as Ballantine Ale, because it's the only drink that gives you the big, big taste that comes from Brewer's Bold. Ballantine's an ale with a refreshingly different, deeply satisfying taste all its own. So enjoyable any time, but an added pleasure at mealtime. So make sure you discover why Ballantine Ale is more than a thirst quencher. Different than any beer. Treat yourself to its big, big taste with your lunch or your dinner, and see what a difference an ale makes. Ballantine Ale with Brewer's Gold. Mike Cornelius comes in to pitch for the Red Sox. He's a right-hander, and their leading earned run average man, 2.82. DeLock, in 8 innings, allowed only 4 hits. Walked 3 and struck out 6 and was charged with 2 runs, homers by Blanchard and Kubek.
Before Scarron steps in, just a reminder, you're in tune with Quality Modern Radio, 1460 on your dial, WOKO Albany, New York. WOKO time, 11 minutes to 7.
Bill Scarron up, and the first pitch in the last of the ninth, swung on, hit foul, beyond first, out of play, strike one. Cornelius in his 60th game, all in relief, and worked 96 in the third innings. Here's the pitch. It's inside for a ball. He's given up 33 runs, 75 hits, 6 homers, struck out 56, walked 46, 28 earned runs. The 1-1 pitch, swung on and fouled back, strike two. The earned run average, I think I said 2.82, 2.62. Last of the ninth of a 2-2 ball game. The 1-2 pitch to Scarron, curveball outside. 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. Cornelius ready, and the pitch. Curve is in there, called strike three. And Moose didn't like the call. Scarron takes the third strike. Now Roger Maris comes up, took a third strike, singled, and popped to short. Mike Cornelius delivers to Maris, outside, ball one. 2-0 delivery. It's over. Strike one. One and one. The 1-1 pitch. It's low, ball two. 2-1. Delivery swung on and foul back. Strike two. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Mike Porneous for the windup delivers. Outside for ball three. 3-2. Ball game. It's the last of the ninth. The Yankees won the opener 3-2. Now the payoff pitch, and Maris swings and hits a fly ball to right field. Clinton getting under it and makes the catch, and they're two away. Now Johnny Blanchard, who homered in the second inning, fouled a third and fouled the catcher. Two away in the last of the ninth. Cornelius delivers to Blanchard. In there, strike one. Cornelius has developed into quite a bullpen ace. A one strike pitch. Hits in there, strike two. The two-strike delivery to Blanchard. Outside. Ball one. 1-2. Remember when Mike came up with Washington in 1952. The 1-2 delivery to Blanchard. Swung on and foul tip drop. And the count is 1-2. He's only 28 years old now. One, two count. Red Sox 2, the Yankees 2. It's the ninth inning. To work. They pitched to Blanchard and almost hit him. Claims it did. And he is hit and goes to first base. Now Mike Higgins comes out to argue with Flaherty. Talking to Flaherty. They're having a not a heated argument, but more of a discussion. Blanchard hit by a pitched ball. McDougal, who batted for, first time up, served, batted for Boyer and struck out in the seventh. Gill takes the strike. Nothing in one. 2-2, ninth inning. McDougal hitting 254. Cornelius to the stretch and the pitch. Curveball over, strike two. A two-strike count. Two outs, 2-2, ninth inning. And the delivery. Low, ball one. Threw him a sinker. The pitch. Swung on line to right field for a base hit. Goes Blanchard around second on his way to third. Clinton throws back in to Green. So McDougal singles Blanchard to third. And that brings up Joe DeMaestri, who took over for Richardson after Long batted for Richardson and struck out. Joe DeMaestri, batting 231. Two outs and runners on first and third. Last of the ninth, 2-2. Baltimore beat Washington 3-1 to earn an even break on the day with the Senators. Senators won the first game 4-0. In the last of the night, Blanchard on third, McDougal on first, two outs, and DeMaestri up. Higgins telling Runnels to play in behind McDougal. Into the stretch. And the pitch. It's in there. Strike one. Nothing in one. Two away in the ninth inning. Cornelius ready. Steps off the rubber. Eyes back on. Here's the pitch. There goes Gill running, and they're not making a play on it. A 1-1 count on DeMaestri. Higgins put Runnels back deep so that Gill's able to take the big lead. Give him a stolen base, even though no play was made on it. Pitcher didn't go into the windup. He took the stretch. Just didn't make a play. And Gill steals second. The purpose of that primarily from the Yankee angle to board a force at second. Two down and the pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the right of the plate out of play. Strike two, 1-2. DeMaestri with two down the ninth inning. 2-2 the score. Blanchard on third, McDougal on second. The windup, the pitch, and it is swung on and fouled back. Count remains 1-2. A 1-2 count on DeMaestri. Cornelius again to the windup. Here's the pitch. DeMaestri swings and hits a ground ball back through the middle for a base hit. And the Yankees win the ball game 3-2. Joe DeMaestri singles through the middle. And the Yankees win it 3-2. One run, two hits, no errors, and two left on. Joe DeMaestri rode it right back through the middle. And it's the second game he's won this year. I like that. So with two out in the ninth, the Yankees pull it out to take both ends of the doubleheader from the Red Sox by identical scores of 3-2 and thus pick up a game on the Orioles. Valentine Ayold, your host, you try some of that big, big taste. Goes over big with good food. The totals, New York, 3 runs, 5 hits. Check that, 1, 2, 6 hits. 1 error, and 6 left on. The Red Sox, 2 runs, 10 hits. No errors, and 9 men left on. Bobby Shantz gets the win. He's won 5 and lost 4. Mike Fornelis loses his 5th game. He's won 9.
Well, that winds up another Valentine baseball broadcast. Now, this is Bob Delaney saying that's all for now from the Atlantic Refining Company and your friendly Atlantic dealer who offer you Atlantic Imperial Gasoline to keep your car on the go. And P. Valentine & Sons, brewers of the crisp refresher, Valentine Beer, the largest selling beer in the East.
This is Quality Modern Radio, 1460 on your dial, WOKO, Albany, New York.